big budgets, big stars and flashy special effects have helped films like Spider-Man Homecoming and Baby Driver gross tens of millions of dollars in Australia.
So what is it you do?
I'm a driver.
Oh, like a chauffeur. Anyone I'd know?
I hope not.
What is your name?
Baby.
Your name's Baby. B-A-B-Y Baby.
It's the one who say listen to the music all the time?
Is he mental?
Mental meaning slow. Was he slow?
No.
He had an accident when he was a kid. Still has a hum in the drum. Plays music to drown it out. And that's what makes him the best. Whoa, 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 whoa.
But Not Every Night is a big seller for Hollywood blockbusters. Mondays and Wednesdays are usually a bit quiet at local cinemas, and that is something David Dobell wants to take advantage of. He is chief executive of a new Perth-based business called Demand Film.
Demand Film is like the Airbnb of cinemas. As a company, we've got relationships with cinemas all over Australia, well, in fact, in six countries around the world now. We have a whole slew of movies, and we match movies and cinemas with people that want to see them.
The idea is to give some control back to the audience. Social media is used to spread the word about a cinema-worthy movie that could take over an otherwise empty theatre. If enough tickets are sold, films like 1,000 Ropes take centre stage.
I love seeing.
Who's the woman I've seen in the house?
The film from Samoan New Zealand director Tusi Tamasese deals with themes of domestic violence. The New South Wales Council for Pacific Communities, Moana Strickland, says it is important the film gets shown in a community setting.
Pacific and Māori and Indigenous are quite high in suicide, domestic violence related issues. It's really important that places like event cinemas can show movies like that and to raise awareness, I guess, for our community. And the tickets were quite cheap, so that helps.
The cinema and Demand Film each take a portion of the ticket sales. The promoter for the screening, Usufono Filippo, chose to donate her share to a local charity.
It brings communities together, brings peace, brings a good sense of camaraderie, as well as it benefits everyone in the long run. Like you build friendships, relationships, and you think well of each other. So that's what we need nowadays.
Even though streaming services like Netflix have made it easier than ever to have an entertainment night at home, Australians typically love going to the cinema. Statistics from Screen Australia indicate more than 70% of people go at least six times a year. It is hoped the community events will add a bit more diversity to the lineup. Films from other countries, including India and Vietnam, are also being screened at the moment. This viewer at 1,000 Ropes says community-based films for the communities themselves can be special.
It's something unique, something that we can be proud of as Polynesians. It's totally different from what you normally get from Hollywood or something like that. So to have a community-based featuring community issues, that's why we've come out to watch it.